I assure you, the brothers and sisters in Richmond will never say that to me.
我相信在 Richmond 弟兄从来不会说我的时间没有限制。
They get nervous when it gets to about an hour.
一个小时以上他们就坐不住了。
At 12:15, they look like rats from a sinking ship.
到了十二点十五的以后，他们就像船坐立不安。
No, we appreciate your kindness in having us.
非常感谢你们对我的照顾。
As I said the other night, this is our fourth time with you.
这是我们第四堂聚集。
And every time we're with you, it's a blessing.
每次与你们同在都是一个祝福。
I want you to know the brothers and sisters in Richmond are praying for you.
希望大家知道在 Richmond 的弟兄姐妹也为你们祷告。
And we ask that you pray for us.
也希望你们为我们祷告。
That all the Lord wants to do in us will be accomplished.
这样主在我们在我们当中的旨意就能够成就。
That is the greatest kindness we can ask.
这是我们所能够求的最大的恩赐。
Well, let's turn again to the Word of God.
我们再次打开神的话。
Our theme verse in Matthew 28.
我们主题的经文在马太福音第二十八章。
By now, I think you are familiar with that verse.
现在大家应该很熟悉了。
But Matthew, the writer of this gospel,
马太福音的作者马太
decided that this thing was so important.
他认为这件事情太重要。
That this is what he closed his gospel with.
所以他用这节经文来结束他的福音书。
This command.
这个命令。
This climactic command.
这个伟大的命令。
We'll begin in verse 16.
从第十六节开始。
But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they did homage to him, but some doubted. And Jesus coming up spoke to them, saying, All power has been given me in heaven and upon earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them to the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而有人还疑惑，耶稣近前来，对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verses 66 through 69.
第六十六节到第六十九节。
From that time, many of his disciples went away back and walked no more with him. Jesus therefore said to the 12, Will you also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life eternal.
从此，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
In the same gospel, John's gospel, turn to the last chapter.
约翰福音最后一章。
Verses 15 to 19.
第二十一章第十五节到第十九节。
These are the thoughts that John concluded his gospel with.
这是约翰福音的结尾。
When therefore they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He says to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I am attached to thee.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
He says, Feed my lambs.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
He says to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He says to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I am attached to thee. He says to him, shepherd my sheep.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
He says to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, art thou attached to me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, art thou attached to me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I'm attached to thee. Jesus says to him, feed my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Verse 18,
第十八节。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou desirest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and bring thee where thou dost not desire.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。
Then in verse 19,
第十九节。
But he said this, signifying the death by which he should glorify God. And having said this, he says to him, follow me.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And then just two more verses.
还有两段。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
We begin in verse 24.
从第二十四节开始。
The disciple is not above his teacher, nor the bondman above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he should become as his teacher, and the bondman as his Lord.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。
Let's have one word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话感谢你。
We turn once again to you and ask you to speak to us.
主，我们再一次转向你，求你向我们说话。
Lord, we are utterly dependent upon the Holy Spirit to speak.
主，我们真的是求圣灵，借着圣灵向我们说话。
We only turn to you.
主啊，我们转向你。
We say what Peter said to you.
像彼得对你所说的一样。
Lord, to whom shall we go?
你有永生之道。
Thou hast the words of life eternal.
我们还跟从谁呢？
Unless you speak,
除非你讲话，
our time will be of no benefit.
我们的时间就没有意义。
But Lord, if you speak,
但是主你若说话，
we can be greatly helped.
我们就可以得到极大的帮助。
So we do say like young Samuel.
主啊，我们就像小撒母耳一样。
Speak, Lord.
对你说，主啊，请说。
Thy servant heareth.
仆人静听。
For we ask this in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. Well, one thing let me say even as I begin.
在开始的时候让我说一件事。
I have great respect for our translators.
我非常尊重我们的翻译。
You know, it's different for the speaker and the translator.
讲员和翻译不大一样。
The speaker has the burden that the Lord has laid upon his heart.
讲员心里面有神所赐给的负担。
And as the Holy Spirit exercises you,
当圣灵在那里运作的时候，
you give that burden you have from the Lord.
你就得到神给你的负担，你就释放出来。
But the translator has to do a remarkable thing.
但是翻译要做不同寻常的事。
At the same time you're hearing the word,
就像你在这里，你跟你通的，跟你听的同时，
he hears the word.
他也听了。
He has to take that burden in.
他要接受那个负担。
And then he has to give that burden out.
然后再释放那个负担。
Instantly.
要立即的。
I have great respect for our translators.
I respect you.
Even though I put you through much, I have great respect for my translators.
Thank you.
And for Roger and for Larry, thanks so much.
还有李成军弟兄, 谢谢你们。
Now, those of you that have been with us know that we've been speaking about this single burden.
参加这次聚会的知道我们分享的是一个负担。
Making disciples.
就是做门徒。
I believe this is an absolutely essential theme.
我相信这是非常非常基本的一个题目。
The Lord is still looking for disciples today.
今天神还在寻找门徒。
Those that will follow him all the way.
就是那一路跟从他的人。
You see, our problem is we don't go all the way with
我们的问题是我们不能一路的跟随。
We only do enough.
我们做一些就够了。
Just enough to get by.
就是一点，就是那么多。
But the Lord wants to draw you all the way to himself.
但是神要吸引你一路来跟随他。
And he wants to make you a disciple.
他要把你做成门徒。
I remember before I was a Christian,
记得我还没有信主的时候,
I used to think there were only 12 disciples.
我以为只有12个使徒。
After the Lord showed me,
后来神向我显明,
after the Lord saved me,
神救了我之后,
he showed me that there are many disciples.
他向我显明有许多的门徒。
Every believer is to be a disciple.
每一个信徒都应该成为门徒。
And this has been the burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
这是神放在我心里的负担。
It comes from what we call the Great Commission.
这个负担来自我们所说的大使命。
That closing theme that Matthew had in his gospel, where he said, go make disciples of all nations. Now, our brother said to me the other night, and I think he's right, the emphasis is not on the going.
那这里的重点不是说去,
the emphasis is on making disciples.
重点是说做门徒。
This is what the Lord's looking for.
这是主在寻找的。
Wherever we go,
无论我们到哪里去,
wherever he puts us,
不论你放在哪里,
wherever we are in the world,
不论我们在世界什么地方,
wherever we are built among the people of God,
我们与神的百姓在一起的时候,
we should be making disciples.
我们应该做门徒。
This is the burden the Lord's placed upon my heart.
这是神在我心里的负担。
Now I know we've covered a lot of ground.
我们已经讲了很多基本的东西。
The first night we looked at making disciples as far as an introduction and general burden.
第一天晚上呢，是一个介绍，是一个基本的介绍。
Yesterday we looked at the necessity of making disciples.
昨天我们讲到做门徒的必要性。
And last night we looked at the process of making disciples. Now today, appropriately, we'll look at the end of discipleship.
那今天呢,
there's something that should be the result of discipleship. Unless these things are true of us,
除非这些是对我们成为真实的,
then we are not made disciples.
那我们就还没有被做成门徒。
So the end of discipleship is very important.
做门徒的最终的结果非常重要。
The outcome of discipleship is very important.
这个做门徒的最后的结果非常重要。
You know, the input's very important.
那开始很重要。
But the output's very important. I've discovered a lot of you folks are computer people.
我知道我们当中很多人是做电脑的。
You understand input and output.
你知道输入和输出。
The Lord does all the input in the making.
神在做门徒过程中一切都是他供应的。
But he's looking for the outcome.
那他也等候结果。
He's looking for the evidence of what a disciple is.
他要看做门徒最终的证据。
And when you see that evidence, you know you've been made a disciple. This is the end of discipleship. And this is the burden on my heart. Now, first of all, I know we haven't covered this subject completely. And I know there are those that could cover this subject much more thoroughly. All I have sought is to share with you some burden that the Lord has placed upon my heart. Some principle that he has put as a burden in my own heart. That he can take the most ordinary of human beings, and he can transform those ordinary human beings into the most extraordinary servants of God. You can see it throughout church history. You can see it everywhere. You can see it throughout the Word of God. What he wants to do is take those of us that are ordinary and make us extraordinary. This is why he called fishermen. This is why he called the despised tax collector. These are ordinary. But he showed his mighty power in taking these ones and making them into what he wants them to be. Now, if you are already extraordinary, you're called as well. He may have to humble you more if you're already extraordinary. But in the making process, he will reduce us. He will break us. He will mold us. He will reshape us. He will conform us into his very image and likeness. This is what it means to be made a disciple. Now, those of you who have already heard me say those three initial impressions that warm my heart. First of all, the call to discipleship is beyond the initial call to believe in the Lord Jesus. Everyone has to come and believe in the Lord Jesus. If you're in this room and you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, that's the starting place. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will receive eternal life. He will forgive you of all your sins. He will cleanse you with his precious blood. And he'll put a new life in you by the Holy Spirit. And then he has another call for you. All that are serious with him, all that have been compelled by the love of God, all that have been constrained by the love of the Master, say like that bond servant in the Old Testament, Lord, I choose not to be free. Take the all. Take the all and put it through my ear. And let me be your servant forever. This is the response of the disciple. This is what he's after. The second impression is this. The call to discipleship is an optional calling that not everyone responds to. Now, don't let me confuse you. I don't think this is God's heart at all that this be optional. But as I said earlier, we try to do just enough.
但是呢，像我前面讲的，我们总是觉得。
You know, it's sort of like our teenagers with their homework. We try to do just enough to get by. But what he is after is ones that fully respond to him. So may the Lord really cause us to respond. No one is ever forced to be a disciple. He never says you must. But the Word of God says, if you will be my disciple,
但神的话说,
take up your cross and follow me. Or you cannot be my disciple. The third impression is this matter that disciples are not born, but they are made.
就是说呢，门徒不是天生的，而是被制作成的。
Throughout the Word of God, you see this principle.
在神的话里面，我们可以自始至终看到这个原则。
We are not what we are supposed to be in our natural state.
按照我们天然的状态，我们不可能是门徒。
After we're saved, the Lord begins a process of working in our life.
当我们得救之后，神开始在我们的生命里面做工的过程。
That process lasts for the whole life of the believer.
这个过程在我们信徒的一生中持续。
It's a making process.
这是一个制作的过程。
This is what it means to be made a disciple.
这是做门徒的意义。
You are on the table being worked for all of your life.
在你一生过程中，你都被神在制作。
Otherwise, why aren't we just saved and go to heaven?
不然的话，我们一得救就上天好了。
Some people think we're just saved and we're waiting.
有人觉得我们得救之后，我们就等候。
But that's not a right way to look at the Christian life.
但是基督的生命不是这样。
You are saved so that He can make you into a disciple.
你得救了，因此神可以将你做成门徒。
All of the days upon the earth are to be days when the Holy Spirit is working in your life.
我们在地上的所有日子都是圣灵在我们身上做工的日子。
When you're responding to His voice,
当你回应他的时候。
When you're hearing His call,
当你听见他呼召的时候。
And when you submit to His will,
当你把他自己交在他的旨意之中的时候。
This is what it means.
这就是做门徒的意义。
Disciples are not born.
门徒不是天生的。
They are made.
他们是被制作成的。
I told the story about my son who's a Marine, or was a Marine.
我讲过我儿子是一个海军陆战队的队员。
The Marines have this great saying.
海军陆战队他们讲一句话。
Marines are not born.
他们不是天生的。
They are made.
他们被制作成的。
And they take some of the most unlikely people.
他们选的呢是不同寻常的人。
Put them through the most rigorous training.
经过最严格的训练。
And they transform these men and women into an elite fighting force.
将他们改变成一个非常有能力的战非常有战斗力的一群人。
There is much dealing.
有许多的对付。
But one said, when they come out the other end,
当他们结束的时候，
they are the world's most honored brotherhood.
他们就是这个地上 最尊贵的一群人。
I believe disciples are to be the most honored brotherhood.
我相信门徒是这个世界上最得尊敬的一群人。
You have been called.
你被呼召。
He has set his heart upon you.
他将他的心意放在你身上。
And once he calls you, he wants to do that work in you if you let him.
他呼召你，你回应的话，他就要在你身上做工。
So often the sad tale is we don't let him.
但很多的时候我们是不让他做过。
We grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们让圣灵担忧。
We resist the Holy Spirit.
我们抗拒圣灵。
We refuse to listen to the voice of God.
我们拒绝听神的话。
And we don't respond to the voice of God.
我们不对神的声音没有回应。
But this is what he wants to do.
但是神要做的。
He wants to make us his disciple.
要让我们成为他的门徒。
Well, may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
We are going to look at this matter of the end of discipleship today.
今天我们要看做门徒这个过程的最终的结果。
And the first thing we want to look at is this thing that the disciple is to be in the end captured.
我们要讲的第一件事就是在世界的末了门徒将要被提。
This is a critical thing.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is the outcome that will tell whether you are a disciple or not.
这件事情就告诉我们说，最终告诉我们，你是一个门徒。
Has the Lord fully captured you?
主有没有完全抓住你
？I think this is a story of Peter's life.
我想这是彼得生命的故事。
You know, we've been looking at the Apostle Peter.
我们看了使徒彼得的故事。
And I think the beauty of the Apostle Peter.
彼得的美丽之处在于
is that he has so many flaws.
他有许多的缺点。
Now take this encouragement.
这是对我们的一个激励，其实。
If the Lord can take Peter with all of his flaws,
如果像彼得这样满了缺点的人，神可以用他。
He can take you and me and make us disciples.
他也可以把我们做成他的门徒。
He took this man full of flaws.
他将这一个满了缺点的人。
His flaws are so obvious as we read the Word of God.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们能够清清楚楚看到他的这些缺点。
Over and over, you see his mistakes.
一而再，再而三，我们看到他的错误。
Over and over, you see his failings.
我们一再看到他的失败。
And you think, how could anyone with that history of failure?Be a disciple.
我们也许会想，一个像他有这样失败历史的人，怎么能够成为门徒？
Yet this shows the Lord's glory.
但是这就彰显出神的荣耀。
That he can take one like Peter.
他可以像彼得这样一个人。
And he can transform this flawed man.
神可以将他有缺点的这样一个人。
Into this extraordinary servant.
改变成他一个非常不同寻常的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
我不知道你如何。
But that gives me great encouragement.
但是对我来讲，这是一个极大的激励。
The hope that springs within my heart is simple.
在我心里面，这样的盼望非常简单。
If he can do this with Peter,
如果他可以这样对
付彼得，he can do this with me.
他也可以在我身上做同样的事。
No one is excluded.
没有人在这个之外。
Everyone can be made a disciple.
每一个人，神都可以把他制成门徒。
There's only one thing that has to happen.
但是有一件事情。
You have to be captured.
就是你必须被神所抓住。
He has to lay hold of you.
他要抓住你。
And that's what happens to Peter.
这就是彼得的故事。
That's the difference between Peter and so many others.
这就是彼得跟许多其他人不同的地方。
Now there are at least two crises in Peter's life that show
在彼得生命中至少有两个危机。
That illustrate this principle of being captured.
将这个被主得着的原则显明出来。
Both are in the Gospel of John.
都是在约翰福音当中。
One is in John 6.
一个在约翰福音第六章。
And the other is the conclusion of John's Gospel in John 21.
另一处就是在约翰福音的结尾，就是第二十一章。
Let's turn to John 6.
我们先来看约翰福音第六章。
But let me say a few things first.
让我先说几件事。
It is one thing to be called.
被呼召是一件事。
It is another thing altogether to be captured for the Lord.
而被主完全的得着是另外一件事。
It is not enough for a disciple just to believe.
一个门徒刚光光相信还不够。
In the end, a disciple needs to be a bondman.
在最终，门徒必须成为一个仆人。
Well, let me illustrate. Look at 2 Peter,
我们来看一下彼得后书第一章。
This is his last writing.
这是他最后书信。
This is the last testament of Peter, the disciple.
这是彼得作为门徒他最后一个见证。
And look how he introduced himself.
我们来看一看他怎么讲他自己。
Second Peter 1 verse 1.
一章第一节，彼得后书一章第一节。
Simon Peter, bondman of Jesus Christ.
西门彼得，耶稣基督的仆人。
Bondman and apostle of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的仆人和使徒。
Now the bondman is one who is captured.
这个仆人就是被得着的那个人。
The apostle is one who is sent.
而使徒则是被差遣的人。
And if you're captured,
如果你被主得着，
then you can be used of the Lord.
主就可以使用你。
And how greatly he was used.
他可以大大的使用你。
This is one thing I want us to see. Now turn back.
这是我要说的一件事。
John 6.
现在我们回到约翰福音第六章。
It's a story I think many of you are familiar with.
这是我们很多人都熟悉的一个故事。
It is one of those crises in Peter's life.
这是彼得生命当中的一个危机。
This happens during the Galilean ministry of the Lord Jesus.
这是当主耶稣在加利利服事的时候发生的事。
At Capernaum.
在盖加利，在加百农。
About a year before John 21, the crisis in John 21.
跟在约翰福音二十一章那个危机相隔一年。
John 6, verse 48.
第六章第四十八节。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
Verse 51.
第五十一节。
I am the living bread which has come down out of heaven. If anyone shall have eaten of this bread, he shall live forever.But the bread with all which I shall give him is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
52.
第五十二节。
The Jews therefore contended among themselves, saying, How can he give us this flesh to eat?
因此犹太人彼此争论说这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢
Jesus said to them Verily, verily, I say to you Unless you shall have eaten the flesh of the Son of God And drunk his blood You have no life in yourself
耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们你们若不吃人的肉不喝人的血就没有生命在你们里面
He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life eternal, and I will raise him up at the last day.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
For my flesh is food, and my blood is truly drink.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
Now the Jews were disturbed by this.
犹太人听了这话，他们就很烦。
They thought, how can we eat his flesh?
他们说，我们怎么能够吃他的肉？
How can we drink his blood?
我们怎么能喝他的血？
This is what happens to the world.
这就是世界上发生的事。
Your eyes are blinded from the truth.
你的眼睛瞎了，看不到真理。
The Lord is speaking about spiritual reality.
神讲的是灵里面的真实的事。
And all they could see was cannibalism.
但是他们所看到的都是暂时的事。
The enemy, Satan, has blinded the eyes of the world that they might not believe.
仇敌撒旦使这个世界瞎了眼，使他们看不见，不能相信。
So a great crisis happened.
所以这里有一个大的危机。
Look at verse 60.
第六十节。
Many, therefore, of his disciples...Having heard it, said, "This word is hard. Who can hear it?"
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
Verse 61.
第六十一节。
But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured concerning this, said to them, "Does this offend you?"
耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说：“这话是叫你们厌弃吗？”
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
many of the sayings of the Lord Jesus seem so hard.
主耶稣讲的话有许多对我们来讲好像很难。
Many of the sayings of the Lord Jesus press us and challenge us.
主的很多话让我们有压迫感，让我们感到有挑战。
And without real understanding, they can cause us to stumble and be offended.
如果我们不真正明白这些话，这些话可以成为我们的绊脚石，可以叫我们厌弃。
This crisis is tremendous.
这个危机非常非常的不得了。
It doesn't say the Jews said this was a hard saying.
不是说那些犹太人说这话甚难。
It says the disciples said this is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
而是门徒在说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
I believe it's easy to be offended in the Lord.
我想其实我们常常很容易就对主厌弃了。
Have you ever been offended at the Lord?
你有没有主叫我们厌弃呢？
Have you ever been offended in walking this way of a disciple?
跟从主像门徒一样，是不是也常常叫你感到厌弃？
There's only one remedy.
只有一个办法来修正。
You have to be caught.
就是你必须被主得着。
If you're caught,
如果你被主得着。
Then you will not walk away.
你就不会离开。
Then he can make you a disciple.
这样他就可以使你成为
门徒。But he said to them, "Does this offend you?"
他对主对他们说，这些话叫你们厌弃吗？
You remember the story about John the Baptist.
你们都记得施洗约翰的故事。
That great man of God.
神手里面伟大的。
That vessel that changed things from the Old to the New Testament.
就是一个将世代从旧约变成新约神所使用的器皿。
He was imprisoned.
他在监狱里。
And he sent word to the Lord Jesus.
他派人去问主耶稣。
And he wanted to know, was he the one who was coming?
他要知道他是不是要来的那一位。
And the Lord Jesus sent back word to him.
主耶稣叫人回复他。
And the end of that word was very simple.
这句话的结尾非常简单。
Blessed are those who are not offended in me.
不因我跌倒的有福了。
This is a real crisis.
这是一个真正的危机。
It even goes on to say that many.
接着下面说, look at verse
66.
下面接着说第六十六节。
From that time, many of his disciples went away back and walked no more with him.
从那时起，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Notice what it says.
这里面所说的。
Many of his disciples.
许多他的门徒。
Now you might understand that if it said many believers.
如果说许多信他的人，也许就更容易理解。
You would certainly understand that if it said that about the crowd.
如果讲到是说讲到众人的话，对我们也很好理解。
Or if it said that about the Jews.
或者说是很多犹太人。
But do you understand the crisis?
但是你有没有看见这里的危机？
Many of his disciples no longer walked with him.
许多他的门徒不再跟从他。
I think that must have broken the Lord's heart.
我想这让神非常伤心。
Here he had come to find those to follow him.
他来寻找跟从他的人。
And here they heard these words.
他们听见他的话。
And these words were too much for them.
但是他们承受不了。
But rather than trusting the Lord,
他们没有相信主。
They turned around and they walked the other way.
他们反而离开，转身离开了主。
How sad that is.
这实在非常的悲惨。
Brothers and sisters, it's taught me a simple lesson.
这教导我一个简单的功课。
There are many things the Lord says to me in His Word that I don't understand.
主对我们说的许多话我不明白。
But I have a single prayer.
但是我有一个祷告。
I say, Lord, don't let me go.
主啊，不要让我离开。
Don't let me turn back.
不要让我转身离开你。
Don't let me walk the other way.
不要让我走另外一条路。
I know what you have is best.
我知道你所有的是最好的。
Keep me, Lord.
抓住我。
Hold me, Lord.
保守我。
Until you can make me into your disciple.
一直到你可以将我做成你的门徒。
This was a real crisis.
这是一个真正的危机。
But we see a difference in Peter.
但是在彼得身上我们看到不同。
How we see a difference in Peter.
在彼得身上我们怎么看到这个不同。
The Lord turned to his disciples.
主转向他的门徒说。
And he asked another question.
问他们另外一个问题。
He said in verse 67.
第六十七节那里说。
Jesus therefore said to the 12.
耶稣对那十二个门徒说。
Will you also go away?
你们也要去吗？
And listen to what Peter said.
彼得回答呢？
Simon.Peter answering,
西门彼得回答说,
said, Lord, to whom shall we go?
主啊, 我们跟从谁呢?
Thou hast the words of life eternal.
你有永生之道。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹知道吗?
This is what the Lord showed me.
这是主向我所启示的。
Here is a disciple that is caught.
这里有一个被得着的门徒。
This is all the Lord wants us to say.
这是主要所说的。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟从谁呢?
It's not to where shall we go?
不是说我们往哪里去。
It's not a place.
而不是去一个地方。
It's the person of the Lord Jesus.
而是主耶稣基督这个人。
This is who we're called to.
这是我们所呼召要去的地方。
And here is the very evidence of one that is caught for him.
这里面让我们看到非常清楚的一个人，他被主得着了。
Lord, we have nowhere else to go.
我们没有别的地方可去。
You are all we have.
你总是。
You are our portion and our inheritance.
你是我们的一切，我们与你有份。
Without you, we have no portion or inheritance in this world.
若不是你，我们在这个世界上我们没份。
This is the end of discipleship.
这就是做门徒最终的结果。
May the Lord capture us as well.
愿主也得着我们。
This is the difference when one is caught.
这就是当一个人被得着的时候的不同。
I believe Peter was caught early.
我相信彼得在前面也被得着。
And I think that makes a difference.
我想这是不同的所在。
You know, we have to say to the Lord, catch me early.
我们要对主说，主啊，愿你早早抓住我们。
Lest I walk away from you.
不要让我们离开你。
Hold me to yourself.
将我们紧紧地抓住。
Keep me for yourself.
为你的缘故保守我们。
That you might be able to make me into what you want to make me.
所以你就可以在我们身上做成你的工作。
I like the autobiography of Norman Grubb.
我很喜欢 Brother Norman 他的传记。
You may have heard of Norman Grubb.
也许你们听过 Norman 这个弟兄。
He was the son-in-law of that famous missionary to Africa, C.T. Studd.
他是去非洲传在非洲的传教士，那个非常有名的弟兄的他的女婿。
And the title of his autobiography is this.
这本传记的标题是
Once caught, no escape.
一旦被得着，你就逃不掉了。
Once caught, no escape.
一旦被得着，你就无路可走。
This was his secret.
这是一个秘诀。
This is the secret of the Apostle Peter.
这就是使徒彼得的秘诀。
Norman Grubb said this.
Brother 弟兄说。
He said, "The Lord is good and doeth good."
说神是善的，他做的也是善。
What mercy to have been captured young!
年轻的时候就被得着，是何等大的怜悯！
And that is why I use this title, "Once captured, no escape."
所以这个书的题目叫做“一旦被得着了，就”。跑不掉了。
You can't.
你不可能的。
You don't want to.
你也不想要。
You don't.
你也不做。
This is the secret.
这就是秘诀。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now look at John 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
This is the end of John's gospel.
约翰福音的结尾。
This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible.
这是我喜欢的圣经里面的故事。
But here's the second crisis.
这是第二个危机。
And you just need to set the scene for this crisis.
你需要看见这个危机。
Peter, the disciple, had denied the Lord Jesus with cursing.
彼得这个使徒他发咒不认主。
Peter had utterly failed the Lord.
他真的在主面前彻底失败。
You remember we read those verses last night in John 18.
昨天晚上你记得我们读过约翰福音第十八章里面那些经节。
When that little porteress came to him,
当那个小使女来到他面前的时候
18 verse 17.
第十八节和第十九节。
And she had one question for him.
这个使女只有一个问题。
Are thou also of the disciples of this man?
你不也是这人的门徒吗？
And he says,
他说
I am not.
我不是。
That was his testimony.
彼得就是这样的见证。
The very thing he was called to be, he denied.
主呼召他要成为门徒，但是他却否认了。
It wasn't just there.
不单单这里。
That same period,
然后
by the fire,
他烤火的时候
Others came to him and said, "Surely you're one of his disciples."
另外一个人到他面前说，你就是跟他们一伙的。
It's verse 25.
第二十五节。
Art thou also of his disciples?
你不也是他的门徒吗？
He denied.
彼得不承认。
And he said,
说
I am not.
我不是。
This was his testimony.
这是彼得的见证。
Think of it.
想一想看。
I believe the Lord's heart was broken.
我相信神的心都碎了。
All it took was a look from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就回头看他。
From that judgment hall, he turned and looked at him.
在他被审判的地方，主耶稣回头看他。
And it melted this disciple.
使这个彼得的心就化了，融化
了。He was caught.
他被得着。
He had denied the very thing.
他所否认的正是。
That he was called to be.
神对他呼召的。
And the Lord looked at him.
主就看他。
And he went out and he wept bitterly.
他出去就大
Well, this is the scene before John 21.
这是二十一章之前所发生的事。
And John 21 is after the Lord Jesus is resurrected.
二十一章发生在主耶稣复活之后。
And you know, Peter said, "I go fishing."
主耶稣说，彼得说，我们去打鱼吧。
And the other disciples who always followed Peter said, "And we will too."
那些总是跟着彼得的那些门徒也说，我们也去打鱼。
You know, he returned to his old ways.
所以他回到他过去的方式。
He just decided, "I have failed."
他觉得他说我已经失败了。
There's no hope for me.
我没有希望了。
I will never be a disciple.
我成不了他的门徒。
I go fishing.
我回去打鱼。
The Lord Jesus appeared on that scene.
主耶稣向他显现
On the Sea of Galilee,
在加利利海向他显现
I think you probably know the story.
大家知道这个故事
He was making them breakfast, as a matter of fact.
他为他们预备了早餐
And you know they fished all night.
他们整夜打鱼
They were out there all night.
他们用了他们一切的力
And they didn't catch a single thing.
他们一条鱼都没有打到
Now if I was out there all night, I probably wouldn't catch a single thing.
如果那天晚上我在那里的话，我也打不到什么东西。
But these are experienced fishermen who made their living on the Sea of Galilee.
但这些人是非常有经验的渔夫，他们的一生就是在加利利海里面打鱼。
And he yelled to him, he said, "Did you catch anything?"
主就问他说，你们有得到抓到任何东西？
They said no.
他们说没有。
And he said, "Put the net on the right side."
主说把网下到右边。
Now it's one thing an experienced fisherman doesn't like to hear.
这是渔夫不愿意听到的事。
That's somebody telling them how to fish.
就是有人教他们怎么打鱼。
But they put the net on the right side.
他们把网下在右边。
And it says in John 21.
约翰福音二十一章里面说。
They took in a great catch.
他们就打到了许多的鱼。
This extraordinary thing happened.
这是非常不同寻常的事。
All night they were out there, no catch.
他们整夜打鱼，没有打到鱼。
But at that moment they took the greatest catch.
但是那一刻，他们却得到了许多的鱼。
Maybe it was the greatest catch they ever took.
也许他们一辈子里面打到的最多的鱼。
And John, that sensitive disciple, said this.
所以当时在场的使徒约翰说
，He said, "Peter."
他说彼得。
Peter, it's the Lord.
彼得是主。
And Peter threw on his overcoat. It says, "For he was naked."
那就讲说彼得就脱掉他的衣服，就赤着身子。
I would like to know what it says in the Chinese version.But I don't recommend fishing naked. He jumped in the water. And he went to his Lord. Why did he do that?
他就跳到水里。
Why did Peter do that?
去找主，为什么呢？
Nobody else jumped in the water.
没有人跳到水里。
Nobody else threw himself into the water.
没有人自己跳到海里。
But he threw himself into the water.
但是彼得自己跳到水里。
Why did he do that?
为什么呢？
Because he was captured.
因为他被主抓住。
This is the difference.
不同就在这里。
This is the end of discipleship.
这就是做门徒最终的结果。
You see, that big haul wasn't the catch the Lord was looking for.
你知道在主耶稣被审判的时候不是那一个时刻。
Peter was the catch.
被抓到的不是主，乃是彼得。
Do you understand?
明白这件事吗？
The Lord wasn't interested in that net full of fish.
主耶稣所感兴趣的不是 那网里的鱼。
He was interested in the disciple.
主耶稣感兴趣的是他的门徒。
And so Peter became the catch that night.
所以其实那天晚上被得到被抓到的是彼得。
Are you caught?
你有没有被抓到？
This is what the Lord is looking for.
主所寻找的乃是这个。
This is the one thing that will make a difference.
是这件事能够使我们不同，使我们是否能够成为门徒的不同。
You know the story.
你知道这个故事。
John 21 verse 15 to 17.
约翰福音21章第十五节到第十七节。
The Lord brings Peter to himself.
主把彼得叫到他跟前。
And in verse 15 it says this, When therefore they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He says to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I am attached to thee. He says to him, Feed my lambs.
他们吃完了早饭。耶稣对西门彼得说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊你喂养我的小羊
Verse 16 He says to him again a second time Simon son of Jonas lovest thou me He says to him Yea Lord thou knowest that I am attached to thee He says to him shepherd my sheep
耶稣第二次又对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊
He says to him a third time Simon son of Jonas art thou attached to me Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time art thou attached to me And he said to him Lord thou knowest I am attached to thee Thou knowest all things Thou knowest that I am attached to thee Jesus says to him, feed my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
I think there's real value in understanding this crisis.
我相信我们能够明白这个危机的话，就对我们很
有意义。It'll make a difference whether you're made a disciple or not.
我们能够成为门徒的话，这件事对我们会有影响。
You see, the Lord had one question.
主耶稣有一个问题。
Peter, do you love me more than these?
彼得，你爱我比这些更多吗？
More than the fire.
火。
More than the fish.
鱼。
More than your, even the occupation.
包括你的职业。
Do you love me more than all?
你爱我胜过这些吗？
Peter could only say, Lord.
彼得只能说主啊，彼得只能说主啊。
I am attached to thee.
我爱你。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are two different words here in the Greek.
弟兄姐妹，在希腊文里，这是两个不
同的词。The Lord asked him, do you love me?
主问他说，你爱我吗？
It is the word agape.
就是神的爱。
Or agapeo.
或者神的爱的爱。
It is the settled disposition of God.
就是神的爱。
You know, when you read 1 John and it says, God is love,
约翰一书告诉我们说神就是爱。
That is agapeo.
这就是神的爱。
It is the settled disposition of God.
是神从神而来的爱。
It's divine love.
是神那样的爱。
It's what he is.
他的所是。
It's what he is like.
他就是那样的爱。
Peter was not like that.
彼得没有那样的爱。
So Peter could answer him with another Greek word.
所以彼得用另外一个希腊的爱回答他。
Phileo.
Phileo.
It means I am attached to thee.
就是说我爱你，我属于你。
Not a good word to use for Chinese translation. Is that what you're telling me? I think this is very important.
这个区别是非常重要的。
It means you caught me.
那意思就是说你得着了我。
I'm stuck to you.
我无法跟你离开。
I'm not like what you're like, Lord.
我不是像你那样爱我。
I don't have your settled disposition.
我没有像你那样的爱。
But you've done something in me.
但是你在我里面做了一些事。
When I heard your voice,
当我听见你声音的时候。
Though I had denied you,
我否认你。
I could not stay away.
我不能离开你。
I am attached to you.
我属于你。
It speaks of intimacy.
这是一种亲密。
It speaks of friendship.
是一种朋友的关系。
It speaks of being captured.
是讲到我被得着。
So the Lord says to him again.
所以主再次对他说。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Agapeo.
神那样的爱。
And he says, Lord.
他说主啊。
I am attached to you.
我属于你。
It was a settled thing.
这是非常重要的事。
And then the Lord does the strangest thing.
然后主做了一件最奇怪的事。
The Lord changes His own word.
神把自己的话改变了。
And the Lord says to Peter, "Are you attached to me?"
然后主也用同样的爱问他：“你爱我吗？”
And Peter was grieved, and he said, "Lord, you know all things."
主就忧愁说，彼得就忧愁说：“主啊，你是无所不知的。”
You know I'm attached to you.
你知道我爱你。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
I believe at that moment,
我相信在那一刻,
the Lord had what he was looking for in Peter.
主就在彼得身上找到他所要找的。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘密。
This is what we need to see.
这是我们需要看见的。
Are we captured by the Lord?
我们有没有被主得着?
A sister once said to me, she described the Christian life.
有一次弟兄, 有一个姐妹跟我讲到基督徒的生活。
She said the Christian life is like this.
她说基督徒的生活乃是这样。
It is God interrupting your life.
乃是神彻底破坏你的生命。
Now, I don't know if you agree with that definition.
我不知道你是否同意这样
的解释。But I like that definition.
但是我很喜欢。
One day when we were walking our own way and living with our, for ourselves, God interrupted our life.
我真是讲到我过去我们是在我们自己道路上过我们自己的生活，但是有一天神打断了我们。
That was a good interruption.
这是一个非常好的打断。
He interrupted our life and he changed our course.
他打断了我们的生命，改变了我们的道路。
But discipleship is more.
但是门做门徒比这更多。
It is not just God interrupting our life.
不单单是神打断了我们的生活。
But it is God capturing our life.
而且是神得着在我们的生活中得着我们，不同。
That's the difference.
这就是不同。
You know, our brother Stephen Kong said this in his little book, Disciple to Christ.
江守道弟兄在他的做门徒这个小册子里面说，做基督门徒的小册子里说。
He was speaking about this event in John 21.
他讲到约翰福音二十一章这件事。
He was expressing Peter's feelings.
他在描述彼得的感受。
He said this.
他这样说。
I can only say I feel there's something within me that goes out to you.
他说呢，我只能感到我的里面有些事给予你同感。
Which ties me to you.
让我把我和你捆在一起。
So that I cannot get away from you.
所以没有办法离开你。
Somehow I'm attached to you.
不知怎么的，我现在呢跟你有连结。
And I cannot cut myself loose.
所以我没有办法，我没有办法断开这个连接。
You have bound me. You have bound me.
你把我抓住了。
I cannot get away.
我没有办法离
开。You know all this.
你知道这一切。
Brothers and sisters, this is the end of discipleship.
弟兄姐妹，这就是做门徒最终的结果。
May we be captured for him.
愿我们为他的缘故被他得
着。I hope you sense the burden that's in my heart.
愿大家能够感受到我心里面的负
担。I think this is a secret.
我相信这是一个秘诀。
That will carry us.
将把我们带到。
And allow him to make us.
让他可以来制作我们。
In his own image.
变成他自己的形象。
One of my favorite song hymns is this.
我喜欢的最喜欢一首诗歌就是
O love that will not let me go.
这爱不会让我离开。
Are you familiar with that hymn?
大家知不知道这首歌？
George Matheson, the famous Scottish preacher,
就是苏格兰的一个非常有名的一个弟兄叫做 Scott,
blind at 18 years old,
18岁的时候就看不见了。
A fiance that couldn't bear the thought of being married to a blind man left him.
His fiance. 他的未婚妻说，
She left him. She couldn't bear being married. 她的未婚妻离开他，
因为他没有办法承受与一个盲人结婚的重担。
He went through great sorrow and suffering.
因此，他心里面非常的难过。
But in just a few moments,
但是很快的
the Lord gave him this hymn.
神把这首诗歌
Oh, love that will not let me go.
那个不能使我离开的爱。
How many millions have now sung that hymn?
今天多少人在唱这首诗歌？
And since the spirit of that hymn,
迎着这诗歌里面的灵。
Here was one that was captured.
这里面我看到一位被主得着的人。
Here was one that knew the Lord had hold of him and wouldn't let go of him.
这里面有一位他知道神抓住他不会让他离开的。
And this has been a great comfort to millions.
这对许许多多人都带来极大的安慰。
I cannot sing that hymn without breaking down.
我唱这首诗歌的时候，心里面总是非常的感动。
He wrote another hymn, not so famous.
他写了另外一首不是这么出名的诗歌。
Do you know what the title of it is?
知不知道这首诗歌叫什么？
Make me a captive Lord.
主啊，让我被你得着。
That was the hymn. Make me a captive Lord.
主啊，让我被你得着。
And then I shall be free.
这样我就能够得到自由。
Force me to render up my sword.
主啊，将我的一切都向你降服。
And I shall conqueror be.
我就能够得胜。
This is what Peter was.
这就是彼得的故事。
Now the next thing I want us to look at.
我们要看的另一件事。
Not only in the end is the disciple to be captured,
在最终不单单是门徒被得着了。
But in the end, the disciple is to be used.
在最终这些门徒还要被主使用。
Now this is very important.
这也是非常重要的。
You know, one brother put it like this.
有一个弟兄是这样说。
He said, discipleship is unto service.
就说做门徒就是要来服侍。
You remember what the Lord said to Peter during this crisis?
记不记得主耶稣在这个危机中对彼得所说的话？
He said, "Feed my lambs."
他说，喂养我的小羊。
He said, "Feed my sheep."
喂养我的羊。
He said, "Shepherd my sheep."
说牧养我的羊。
The end of discipleship is to be used by Him.
做门徒最终呢，也是要被主所使用。
Now this is the glory of Peter's life.
这是彼得生命的荣耀。
If you could ever think of somebody who would be less useful,
如果你能够想到一个没有用的人的话，
you might think of Peter.
那一定是彼得。
You would think with all of those failures, those accumulated failures,
他的失败如此之多。
How could he ever be used of God?
神怎么能够用他？
And it might remind you of some of your own failures.
也许你会因此想到你自己一些失败。
And your reaction might be, how can I be used of God?
你会想说，神怎么能够用我？
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
this is the glory of Peter's life.
这是彼得生命的荣耀。
He may have been full of flaws.
他也许满了失败。
But there's no one in the early church that was used as much as the Apostle Peter.
但是在初期的教会中，没有一个人能够像彼得那样被神大大的使用。
When you read the book of Acts, the first 12 chapters,
我们读《使徒行传》前十二章的时候，
it's extraordinary how he's used of God.
我们看到神如何大大的使用他。
You know, I think the Lord, it just does an amazing thing in this life of this disciple.
主耶稣就在这个门徒身上做了非常奇妙的事。
Let me read to you 2 Timothy 2, verse 21.
我们来看提摩太
2 Timothy 2,
提摩太后书第二章二十一节
verse 21. If therefore one shall be purified from these, in separating himself from them, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified,Serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
This is what makes the story of Peter so extraordinary.
这就是主使彼得变成这样一个使徒的故事。
The most unlikely,
最不可能的。
used in the most extraordinary way.
但是被主却大大的
使用。That ought to give you great hope.
这使我们得到极大的盼望。
That ought to fill your heart with joy and peace in believing.
让我们心里面充满了平安以及相信。
I want to read again to you 1 Corinthians 1, 27 and 28.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world that he might put to shame the strong things and the ignoble things of the world and the despised and that God has chosen and things that are not that he may annul the things that are so that no flesh should boast before God.
神却节选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又节选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也节选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
This is what the Lord does.
这是神所做的。
This is the glory of the Lord.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the reason no flesh can boast before God.
所以没有属血气的可以在神面前夸口。
He takes the weak things.
他选择软弱的。
He takes the foolish things.
愚拙的。
He takes things that are not.
选择那无有的。
To annul the things that are.
使他们成为。
This is the glory of using Peter.
这是使用彼得得的荣耀。
Now let's look at some of these incidences in the book of Acts, the first 12 chapters.
我们可以看一下彼得使徒行传前十二章中的一些故事。
No man was used like the Apostle Peter in the early church.
在初期教会中，没有人像彼得那样被使用。
No man was used like him.
没有一个人像他那样被使用。
It's extraordinary the change.
它是大大的被改变。
When you begin to consider it, you say you have to blink your eyes and wonder and say, is this the same Peter that we saw denying the Lord before a little girl?
当你看到这里的彼得的时候，你实在要真的是要睁大了眼睛对自己说，这个就是那个在使徒面前在使女面前否认主的那个彼得吗？
Is this the same Peter that told the Lord not to go to the cross but be favorable to himself?
就是那个对主耶稣说你不可以上十字架你要爱惜自己的那个彼得吗？
Is this the same Peter that Jesus said Satan get thee behind me?
就是那个主耶稣对他说撒旦推到我后面去的那个彼得吗？
Is this the same Peter that at the Mount of Transfiguration stuck his foot in his mouth?
这就是那个在变相山上随便讲话的那个彼得吗？
And said we ought to build three tabernacles.
他说我们来做建三座棚。
And God said, "This is my beloved son; hear him."
神却说这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Yes, this is the same Peter.
就是这个彼得。
But this is one who was made a disciple.
但是这个是被制成使徒的制成门徒的彼得。
And this is our hope.
这是也是我们的希望。
Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost.
第二章,
he preached the first sermon in the church.
他讲了教会当中的第一篇道。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗?
The first sermon ever preached once the new church was born of God. He preached it.
神的教会的第一篇道是彼得所讲的。
And what power there was in that sermon.
这篇道满了能力。
In Acts 2 verse 41.
第二章第四十一节。
Let me see if I can get there, brother. Those then who had accepted his word, this was the end of the preaching. Those then who had accepted his word were baptized, and there were added in that day about 3,000 souls.
第四十一节，彼得讲完道之后，于是。
It said when
领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
It said when Peter stood up, the 11 stood with him.
那里面讲到，当彼得站起来的时候，另外十一个使徒跟他一同站起来。
And it may have been one of the greatest sermons ever preached.
这是人类历史上最伟大的一篇道。
And the end of it was 3,000 souls were added to the church.
结束了之后，有三千个灵魂加入了教会。
And when you read in verse 42,
42节的时候,
it says, and they persevered in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and prayers.
第四十二节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
These 3,000 souls became the core of the church.
这3,000个灵魂就成为教会的核心。
That preacher was so greatly used that these ones that were saved changed the whole world forever.
这个讲道人被大大的使用，这3,000个得救的灵魂，他们就改变了世界。
This was cataclysmic.
这是非常大的。
This was unbelievable power.
是无可相信的能力。
This was from the same Peter.
同一个彼得。
This is our hope.
这是我们的希望。
The end of discipleship is to be used.
在门徒的最终的结果就是我们可以被使用。
You know the story in Acts 3 about the lame beggar.
我们知道使徒行传第三章讲到那个乞丐。
You know, John and Peter were on the way to the temple.
彼得和约翰。
And there was this beggar.
那里有一个乞丐。
Sorry, brother. There was this beggar by the gate, beautiful. He had no hope. He was there every day. And then Peter and John came along.
彼得约翰从那里经过,
and he did his usual begging.
他就像平时一样祈祷,
and they said, and it says, and Peter said,
彼得对他说,
silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
金和银我都没有，但是我把我所有的给你，我奉耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名命令你起来行走。It
was the first miracle in the church.
这是教会里面第一个神迹。
How greatly he was used.
他何等被大大的使用。
Or you think of Acts 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Ananias and Sapphira.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
I had to tell you a little side story.
这是一个悲惨的故事。
The maid at my office, her name is Sapphira.
那我办公室里面的那个女士，她名字也叫撒菲拉。I
thought, who would name their child Sapphira?
我就说，哪一个父母给自己的孩子起这个名字呢？
Have they ever read the Bible?
读没读过圣经啊？
Have they ever read Acts 5?
有没有读过使徒行传第五章？
God judged Ananias and Sapphira.
神审判了亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
They fell dead.
他们
For lying to the Holy Spirit. The first church discipline.
教会第一次的教训。
Peter confronted them.
第一次管教。
And the Lord dealt with them.
神对付他们。
Now you may think that's so awful.
你却觉得这实在太可怕了。
But it says great fear fell upon all of those.
就讲到众人都畏惧。
The power and the presence of the Lord that is so lacking in the church today was there then.
今天在教会里面所缺少的神的同在和神的能力，当时在初期教会里面是充满。
Well, I think there are many examples in Acts.
使徒行传中还有许多例子。
You know, in Acts 8, Simon the magician.
还有第八章那个魔术师。
8:20. You know, Simon the magician thought this power of the Holy Spirit was a cool thing. And he offered money to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. This was the first error in the church. And Peter confronted him.
彼得就斥责他。How
greatly this man was used of God.
神何等大大的使用了这个人。It
is night and day.
日夜。I
suppose that was hard. Was that hard? Did we get that right between us? It was the difference between night and day.
这就是白天跟黑夜的不同。
How he was used. Or you think of Acts 10 at the house of Cornelius.
以及在哥尼流的家，使徒行传第十章。
The same Peter who was used at the day of Pentecost to bring the gospel of salvation to the Jews.
在五旬节那天被使用的同一个彼得，他也被在外邦人当中被神大大的使用。
Was the very same one that was used to bring the gospel of salvation to the Gentiles.
将救恩。
Peter united the church.
彼得使教会合一。
Jews and Gentiles had nothing to do with each other.
犹太人跟外邦人不想
来。But yet God in his amazing miracle,
但是神做了极大的奇事,
made the church truly one in that day.
让那一天使教会成为一。
And this Peter, who had received the vision at the house of Simon the Tanner,
这个彼得在肖皮匠西门家里面得到异象,
saw the glory of God and the Holy Spirit fall on the Gentiles the same way it fell on the Jews.
让他看见那天神的荣耀降在外邦人当中，如同降在犹太人中一样。
This brother united the church.
这个弟兄使教会合一。
In a way no others unite the church.
没有人能够做到。
Praise the Lord for how he was used.
我们为着神这样使用他而赞美主。
Or you can think of Acts 15.
还有在使徒行传第十五章。
You remember the council in Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷的会议。
How the Judaizers who troubled Paul so much?
那些犹太人他们跟保罗有争论。
Thought it was a good idea if you believe and follow the law?
要讲到你应该不单单相信，而且要遵从律法。
It was Peter who stood up and gave the judgment.
是彼得站起来讲了一番话。
That kept Christianity for forever being corrupted.
使我们的信就不会啊、就不会被败坏。
He made the distinction. He made a distinction. He said, "This is not the Lord's way."
他站起来说，这不是神的方式。
And it was through Peter being used that the church was kept from being divided.
因着彼得这样被使用，所以教会就没有被分裂。
And the very nature of the Christian life changed from grace to works.
所以呢，基督徒的生命就没有变成了从恩典变成律法。
This is how greatly he was used.
他就是这样被大大的使用。
Now doesn't that give you hope?
是不是这样让我们也得到了希望？
It gives me great hope.
他使我得到很大希望。
Because of the one who is here illustrated.
因为这里面让我们看到那个人。
The end of discipleship.
做使徒最终的结果。
Is that we be used by God.
我们被神所使用。
Not only are you to be captured by God.
不单单被神得着。
But once you're captured, you're to be used of God.
一旦被得着，神要使用你。
It can be any of us.
也可以任何人。
It can be the most ordinary.
最普通的人。
I remember one of the greatest evangelists that ever lived was D.L. Moody.
我记得就是一个最最伟大的传福音的人，穆迪弟兄。
Some say the greatest evangelist that ever lived.
他有人说他是人类历史上最伟大的传福音的。
You know, Moody was a farm boy.
你知道他是农村的孩子。
Moody was a shoe salesman.
他是卖鞋的。
Now, I don't mean any respect against shoe salesmen that might be here.
并不是说我不尊重卖鞋的人。
But he was an ordinary person.
只是说他是一个普通的人。
And one day while in England, he heard a brother speak.
有一天在英国的时候，他听
到弟兄讲道。And a brother said to him that one who is wholly given to God can be greatly used.
那个弟兄对他说，当一个人把他自己圣洁的交给神的时候，他就可以被神大大的使用。
This ordinary man was used in a marvelous way.
神就大大的使用他这样一个普通的人。
May the Lord do that with us.
愿主在我们身上做同样的
事。He said the world has yet to see. This is what was said to D.L. Moody. The world has yet to see.
这世界还没有看见。
What God can do with one man wholly committed to Him.
当一个人完全把自己交给他的时候，神要借他做何等大的事。
This is what making disciples is.
这就是怎样被制成门徒。最后一点。
Let me take a few moments.
花一点时间。
The end of discipleship is we are in the very end to be like him.
门徒的最终的结果就是我们要像他。
This is the end of discipleship.
门徒做门徒最终的结果。
In Matthew chapter 10, it says, it is enough.
马太福音第十章说
It is enough that the disciple can become like his master.
学生像他的先生就足够了。
That's the real end of discipleship.
这就是门徒最终的结果。
Brothers and sisters, that's the very purpose of God.
这就是神的目的。
This is what we're to be like.
我们要像。
Romans 8:28 and 29 says this.
罗马书八章二十八、二十九节说
：“He has also predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
I believe in the end,
我相信最终
Peter was like his master.
彼得就像他的主一样。
We don't know so much.
我们不是知道很多。
But we have those two short letters that he wrote.
但是我们看到他写的两封书信。
And in those two letters, we saw one that answered the command.
我们在这两封书信中看到
the church was scattered.
教会被分散了。
The church was suffering.
他们在受逼迫。
And here we find one who fed his sheep.
我们看到这里有一位是牧养他的羊。
And here we find one that responded to the Lord and fed his lambs.
我们看到这一位他回应主来喂养他的羊。
And here in these two little letters, we see one who knew how to shepherd the sheep.
从这两封短短的书信中，我们看到这一位他知道如何喂养他的羊。
Here was one that was like his master.
这一位是像他的主一样。
You know, I think these two letters of Peter are extraordinary.
这彼得的两封书信非常的重要。
Because they were penned in such great suffering.
因为让我们看到教会正在受许多的痛苦。
The word suffering occurs in these two letters 16 times.
在这两封书信中，受苦这个词出现了至少16次。极大的苦难。
Here is one who suffered. He knew something of suffering.
他懂得受苦。
And he knew the fruit of suffering.
他也知道受苦的结果。
But not only that,
不但如此。
When you read these two letters of Peter,
当你读彼得这两封书
信的时候, you discover another word.
你还发现有另外一个词。
That's that word glory.
就是荣耀。
More than any other epistle,
比任何书信出现都多。
It occurs in 1st and 2nd Peter.
在彼得前书、彼得后书中
出现。The same number of times that suffering occurs.
和它出现的次数和受苦出现的次数一样多，就是16次。
Brothers and sisters, what encouragement that is.
弟兄姐妹，何对我们是何等大的激励。
This one that became like his master.
这个人像他的先，像他的主一样。
He saw something that's very encouraging.
他看到了非常让他得激励的事情。
Suffering is not our end.
我们的结果不是受苦。
Glory is our end.
荣耀是我们的结果。
This is the good news of 1st and 2nd Peter.
这是彼得前书、彼得后书里面的好消息。
Sometimes through suffering he can do a work that he never can do.
因着受苦，一个人可以做他过去不可能做的事。
He said, you know, you will suffer, he said, a little while.
他会说你们还要再有一点时间，你们还要受苦。
Twice he said you will suffer a little while.
他说了两次，你们再有一点时间，你们还要受苦。
Thank God he didn't say you suffer forever.
感谢主，他没有说你们要永远受苦。
Just a little while.
就再有一点时间。
And then there's glory.
然后就是荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, what encouragement!
弟兄姐妹，何等大的鼓励！
Here is one that's like his master.
这里让我们看到一位像他主一样的人。
Says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
第十节。
But the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, when you have suffered for a little while, himself, listen to this word, shall make, perfect, establish, strengthen, ground.
那赐诸般恩赐的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀等你们战胜痛苦之后必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们
He said in 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 He said the proving of your faith is precious
第一章第六节
That's the making of the disciple
门徒就是这样被支撑
He saw it, he finally saw it
他最后终于
，He knew all the work，
他知道一切的工作
，all the dealing，
一切的对付
，all the making was with purpose in view。
他说都是有目的的。
He was being proven，
他被证实了。
He was being refined in the fire，
他在火里面被试炼了。
He was being made into gold，
他被制成了像金子一样。
And the glory of the Lord came upon him，
神的荣耀就在他身上。
This is the story。Of Peter.
这就是彼得的故事。
You know, a brother said to me the other day,
弟兄有一天对我说,
he said, brother, it's like diamonds.
就好像宝石。
You know it's like diamonds.
你知道宝石怎么回
事? Peter is that crude carbon.
它原来不过是一个原料。
What use is that crude carbon?
那个东西有什么用?
But he saw a secret. He saw through that great making process, that heat and that pressure. He was refined, and he was made into the most precious element, even a diamond. He said, the proving of your faith more precious.
他说, 能够证明你们信心更加可贵。
He was like him.
他像主一样。
In the end, Peter was like him.
在最终主就, 彼得就像他的主一样。
You know the story, he even died like the Lord Jesus.
他甚至都像主一样死。
You probably know the tradition.
知道, 大家知道那个传统。
Peter was crucified.
彼得被钉十字架。
You know, the Lord intimated of his death in John chapter 21.
主耶稣在约翰福音21章里面讲到他如何死。
Peter, now that you are captured,
说你被得着之后,
you will stretch forth your hands and another will gird you.
你要被双手被,
and take you where you wouldn't go.
带到你不愿意去的地方,
thus signifying the death that he would die.
这就要指明彼得将如何死。
But when Peter went to that death,
当彼得要死的时候,
he said, I am not worthy to be crucified like my Lord.
他说,
he made a request.
他要求说,
he said, turn me upside down on the cross.
他说,
can you imagine?
可以想象,
what a story.
什么样的一个故事?
What a story of transformation.
一个改变的, 改变的故事,
what a story of being made a disciple.
一个,
what an unlikely character. And how he was transformed.
他怎样的被改变?
And how in the end he was like his master.
在最终他如何像他的主?
Brothers and sisters, this is the hope we have.
弟兄姐妹,
this is what it means to be made a disciple. This is the end of discipleship. Let me read just one more verse.
我们再读一处圣经。
1 John 3. Listen to these words of comfort. See what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. For this reason the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. Listen to this. We know that when it is manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。We
shall be like him.
我们要像他。
Can you imagine anything more extraordinary?
还有比这个更重要的事吗?
If you were able to make one request to God, would you make this request?
如果只要你能够向神求一件事,
to be like you.
就是要像他,
but that's the end of discipleship.
这就是门徒最终的结果,
that's what he's doing.
这就是神所做的,
how encouraging that is to me.
这对我实在是非常大的激励。
We shall be like him.
我们要像他,
the end of discipleship.
做门徒最终就是这样。
Let me ask you these questions.
让我问你一个问题。
Are you captured?
你有没有被主得着?
Is there something in you the Lord has gotten hold of?
在你里面神有没有抓住一些事?
All you can say to the Lord is, I am attached to you.
你对主所要说的就是主啊,我是属于你的。
Others may go, but you cannot leave.
其他的都可以离开,但是主你不能离开。
You always say, to whom shall we go?
你对主说,我们跟从谁呢?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Are you captured?
你有没有被得着?
If you're captured,
如果你被主得着,
you can be used.
你就可以被他使用。
Any one of you can be used.
我们每一个人都可以被他使用。
Used greatly.
被大大的使用。
You may not even know it.
你甚至都不知道。
But you can be used.
但是你可以被主使用。
And in the end, you know what happens?
最终你知道发生了什么?
In the end, you will be like him.
最终你要像他。
Oh, extraordinary privilege.
哦, 何等,
no angel has that privilege.
何等大的权特
权 No animal has that privilege.
天使没有这样的特权，动物没有这样的特权。
Only the disciple has that privilege.
只有门徒有这样的特权。
May the Lord give us understanding.
愿神帮助我们明白他的话。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
主啊，我们将这些话交在你的手
中。All we've tried to say and cannot say.
主啊，我们想要说的我们
说不出来。We ask the Holy Spirit to anoint.
主啊，我们只求圣灵来膏我们。
To make real.
使这些话成为真实。
And to give us understanding.
让我们能够明白。
To open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
To open our ears.
打开我们的耳朵。
To see and to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
能够看见，能够听见圣灵对教会所说的话。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we ask your blessing upon these dear brothers and sisters.
我们求你祝福这些亲爱的弟兄和姐妹。
Lord, meet them in a real way.
真实的遇见他们。
Lord, use them in a real way.
真实的使用他们。
Transform them, Lord, in a real way.
真实的改变他们。
Lord, we pray that you will find many disciples here among these.
主啊，愿你在当中找到真实的门徒。
And they will be pleased, and you will be pleased as you say, come.
哦，主啊，你使你的心可以得到满足，可以得到喜悦。
Follow me.
你可以说，来跟从我。
For we ask this.
我们这样的祈求。
In the precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.